Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to work with universal energy and intuit where healing and clearing needs to be done so that people can experience a richer life. So I am super excited to introduce Monica Dina Huppertz. Now, Monica is a mind and energy coach, energy worker, and co-creative healer who sees her purpose to help people find their path to a richer life full of happiness and to express the truth that she sees within them. Now, Monica works with biofields, the mental, emotional, physical, and your etheric bodies. Through intuitive work, muscle testing, energy work, and co-creative healing, she dissolves your energetic imbalances and restores harmony to your life. Now, people come to Monica to release and heal their wounds. She believes that everything that manifests in your life starts energetically, just like signals reach your cell phones. Energies reach various parts of you, your mind, emotions, or physical self, and you deal with those vibrational signals according to learned responses and instincts. Now, Monica helps people discover those responses and tweak, remove, or change how they deal with them so that they can change their world for the better. Now, she is currently launching a new modality called In4Eight Healing, a gift from Creator given to Monica during a meditation. It's fast gaining a reputation for helping people heal their wounds and achieve their goals in under 9 sessions. Well, welcome, Monica. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me here, Wendy.
Yeah, and I just love how you're working with biofields and helping people really dissolve these energetic imbalances in their emotions, their minds, and their physical bodies. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so Monica, top of my mind is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, it was part of a larger plan. I had a calling to be a teacher, and life coaching was going to be my exit strategy. I know that I give 1,000% of myself, and in doing so, that it wouldn't take too long before I, could suffer from burnout.
Right.
And yeah, because especially with me teaching special needs children, which I absolutely adore, but they take your energy. And that's okay. And you have to give it. But I knew that there would come a time when I couldn't anymore, and I wanted to still be in a helping position. So life coaching seemed like the natural thing for me to go to. And I was led to energy work while I was teaching as well. It was quite clear to me that I was going to go into business full time for myself after my work with children was over, not only as a life coach, but definitely an intuitive coach, and then bring in all these other modalities that I learned along the way.
Interesting. Yeah, that's so it sounds like it was just one evolution after the other as you were gaining more clarity around your own Like I call it zone of genius, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, so how long have you had your own coaching practice? And besides going through this evolution from being a life coach into the, more of the energy healing, has your business mission or vision evolved then within your energy work?
Absolutely, it has. I started coaching in 2008. The gentleman that I learned from, I really enjoyed his program. And then as the years went on, around, I don't know, 2010, 2012, the spiritual spot started taking over and more. And I labeled myself as a spiritual life coach and healing energy worker. And then that morphed into the mind and energy coach after that. And that's where I stuck with the labels. Otherwise, I'd be changing labels all the time.
Well,
But, you know, that's just it. The various healing modalities changed the way I worked with people too. So it's just no surprise that it would keep changing and morphing.
right. Yeah. Well, it
Yeah.
sounds like you gained a lot of clarity around the direction of your focus through, I think I heard you say more of a spiritual connection or.
Yeah. Well, when I'd be coaching, especially at the beginning, I was working with men. That has since morphed into mostly with women now. But at the time, I found that I was getting spiritual information, and when I was helping these men, we cut through that red tape. You know, they were trying to tell me their fish stories and how bigger those fish were getting. And I always picture my dad sharing his stories about, you know, the pickerel that ended up being the size of a muskie at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I love my dad. But people were getting quicker results because I was working with the healing energy work, that intuitive coaching stuff. And it just came now more into the full-time, which I do now. Yeah.
Nice,
So I
nice.
consider myself doing mostly co-creative healing with source in my newest modality.
Wow, yeah, that's it's very interesting for me to hear, the evolution, and obviously it's taken many years to progress, but it just seems like your focus has just become more aligned, and not only with your ideal client, but also within yourself, to where the passion just comes through and that kind of
Yes.
spark. I hear you, as you talk about it, just that spark. So, but have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yeah, well, honey, you should ask that, for goodness sakes. I mean, I don't know of an energy healer that hasn't, honestly. You know, if you're doing your due diligence and you're trying to ascend to your greater purpose, yeah. I would say, unfortunately, there were many roadblocks to overcome. However, I knew that my mission was the right one for me, and I just simply stuck with it. It was interesting that my colleagues, who we bonded with as new teachers, you know, they came to know my other side. They weren't as accepting of that as I was sharing more and more. I was excited because I was working with my students. I was getting understandings about what they needed, and I was using that. So my students were getting great results. But when I shared how I was getting that, you know, it was quite perplexing to them, and I could feel a disconnect. So unfortunately, you know, that was happening. And then other roadblocks included problems with funds. My goodness. And then health issues that came along for a ride.
Oh no.
Yeah, I went into a type of bankruptcy. I lost my condo.
Oh my
My
goodness.
God, that was a hard pill to swallow, I
Oh
tell
gosh,
you, Wendy.
yes.
You know, I've been responsible for my own money since I was 14. I started taking jobs. I told my parents, thank you, I don't need my allowance anymore. And I discovered that any issue I was facing, you know, was going to be issues that my clients were going to have too. So it was interesting. Even as much as, you know, the man that I fell in love with and married, he ended up having his own special problems. And so when I had students who had similar special problems, I realized why the marriage was there, was so that I could help these particular children. Again, I work with special needs kids mostly, and going through what I did with him, with his mental and emotional capabilities, capacities, it just helped shed a light on what I could do to understand my students and then help them get over it. So, yeah. So I needed to clear and change that energy in me so that I had an understanding and a path to do the same for them. So, yeah, the challenges and the roadblocks, here they came.
Right. It sounds like, and I don't know, sometimes when we're right in the thick of things, we don't have that clarity that, oh, this is to help me prepare for my next, you know, the greater version of myself. But in the moment, we're at least speaking personally, you know, I never had that clarity. It's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to deal with this? And then 2020 hindsight, and it's like, oh yeah, I had to figure that out in order to become this.
Yes.
But did you have that clarity when these, I mean, gosh, your story is amazing. 14 years old and you took financial responsibility, but yet, you know, this and that happened and you had to struggle through financial hardships, health hardships, quite a list here of things that you have, you know, worked through. It's really inspirational. Can you share maybe one of the techniques that you utilized to buoy yourself up, or, you know, like, how did you, you know, bring yourself back up from the devastation of, you know, either the health or the financial? Can you share a little bit about maybe a technique that you utilized?
Sure. It's the funniest thing, actually. The hardest part, like when I was declining in health and I'm trying to be active with my grade 2, 3s, and 4s, running around after them in class and whatever else, right? You know?
Right.
And then I had to ended up having to sit during some of my teaching times. It was horrible. That's not the type of teacher I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I was getting a message that I had to literally sit and do nothing for a while, just rest. And I don't know if it was the hardest thing, but my goodness, I felt like nothing was working, whatever I was doing at the time. When I did rest, though, that's when I realized, hey, I can do self-healing and work with other energy workers to help me solve my issues. And that's what I did. My body was in such constant pain, and it led to a discovery of osteoarthritis in my hips and my back.
Oh, goodness.
If you have any kind of pain, like arthritis pain, you know, it is horrid,
right?
Just horrid to be with that. Well, now I am walking and talking and can chew gum at the same time, you know, which is honestly, it's a big deal.
Yes, I love that.
You know, so that was a big deal. And then the people that I started to go to for energy work, they were becoming more and more my friends. So making new friends after leaving teaching just made it a much more pleasant and easy journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
It's wonderful to be able to talk metaphysical events with others who understand it, because not everybody does.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, to be surrounded by people who don't understand.
Right.
That becomes tiresome too. And, you know, tends to, let's face it, if we're starting out in business, that might eke away at the self-confidence. So yeah,
yes.
I love all the insights that you've shared. And obviously you're an expert at helping people truly understand how energy affects their minds, their emotions, and their physical bodies. And you help them to fully restore their energetic harmony. But I'm curious, How do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah. Darn it.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe, you know, you would be the first that hasn't said, no, this has been a cakewalk. But nope, everybody so far has had their challenges here too.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, most people who are energy workers or work in spiritually modalities of some sort are under the umbrella of, if it comes from God, thou shalt make it free for everyone. Mm. Doesn't matter how it taxes on you personally, your financial, that, you know, you have to put food on the table for your children, that you have a mortgage to pay. Oh, no, no. But it is a gift from God, and therefore thou must. And I'm thankfully that that is not as strong in the etheric realm as it used to be.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it was at first asking the sales was a difficult process for me. So I ended up coming, you know, overcoming my own limiting beliefs and mm-hmm. those of societal as well. But then what was wonderful, Wendy, was later on, I realized that selling was about showing that I cared about people. Mm-hmm. I care mm-hmm. about people, all people. And animals as well, too, because I do work with animals. and that offering a service that could help them is a way to show that I care. If I kept that, you know, hiding under a rock kind of a thing, how is that going to help anybody?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just doesn't, right? So yeah. All I can do is share the benefits of what I'm offering, and it's up to the people to decide if they would benefit from that or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Make sense?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And it's interesting because what I've discovered is that when people invest not only their time, but financially, it gains more priorities than whatever it is that they've invested in. It becomes more of a priority for them. And so you're empowering them to become more engaged and open-minded and, you know, achieve these, you know, more lasting transformations because yes. they are more vested themselves. It's just the facts of life. That's how it works. If we sign up for a course and we know that it's going to be 3 hours every Monday and Wednesday, then we're going to clear our schedule, you know. And yes. if we've also paid the tuition, you know, say it's a college course where the instructor is standing up front and sharing wisdom that they gained through whatever means they gained, and we're listening and participating, if we've also paid tuition, then we're not only going to show up, but we're going to be really focused and do the work. So it's just kind of the way things work. So it stands to reason that people would benefit at a higher level, a more meaningful way, through investment of not only their time, but their money, their finances.
Absolutely. I'm knowing that as the law of reciprocity. You give and you get. You know, there's an exchange between the two people.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that law, but yeah, the law of reciprocity. So perfect. Yeah, well, that is definitely something to keep forefront in these enrollment conversations. It's really a way to serve at even a higher level. So yeah, fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, Monica, we have just come off of, well, what am I saying? We're still in the midst of this pandemic. I guess it was a little bit of optimism in my heart here, but I think we're at least on the tail ends of the pandemic, fingers crossed.
Yes.
But it has had such a huge impact on people and their lives and the energy around everything. Can you share a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Sure. I would consider myself one of the lucky ones. From the beginning, I've been doing distance work. When I was at various trade shows in person, people were very open to the phone and internet sessions as well, because, you know, sometimes I'd be going off to Calgary and I live in Edmonton. That's a 3-hour drive, for example. Mm-hmm. And people aren't going to come 3 hours to see me. And so the phone and the internet were wonderful. And I'm finding that now that people were doing things online more, they're more familiar with it, they know how to handle it, they know to angle the camera up higher.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they're looking at each other's cheeks or chins. Exactly. Or something.
Exactly. It's too funny. in terms of, you know, how I connect with people, that's been wonderful, because now more people are more readily open and thinking, oh yes, okay, I can see this person's face, I can get a feel for them. It's not quite the same as in person, but you know, as far as, you know, their health being preserved, my health being preserved, and, you know, travel time and all of that, it's a lot cheaper, you know, than having to fly in across the world kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so we just connect on Zoom or Skype or over the phone, and it's easy. So it's actually been good for me.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And it's just, like you said, it's become more commonplace for people to, okay, well, this is just how it is right now. And I can still feel and receive that same impact by working with Monica through this format versus, you know, oh no, I can only, you know, achieve this transformation by working in person, to realize that no, the energy is energy.
Yes.
It is traveling beyond the scope of Zoom.
So. Oh, absolutely. And that has been shown scientifically by many people. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Monica, how do you work with people to help them find their path to a richer life full of happiness and to express their truths? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Wendy, I think the first thing to do is listen. Two ears to listen with, one mouth to speak. You know, you use that rule. Mm-hmm. Listen twice as much as you do speak. People will share what their hearts are crying for, what their needs are. And I listen, and then I listen some more. They're so used to being talked to and not listened to. Mm. And so I learned that from my students. I learned to listen from them, because if I didn't, they wouldn't give me the time and attention that they needed for themselves to learn and succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So not that, you know, that applies to almost everybody, but you know, In so many impersonal ways that our world has gone towards, and unfortunately, that need for connection and to share is so important. So on the Zoom call, I do a lot of listening, and I connect with the people's energy, and I wait to hear what is their heart telling me, what is their heart crying, what is their heart singing about,
mm-hmm.
you know. So my intuitive side and connection with source are what guides what I do then for the clients. I'm so excited to share whatever it is that I can. Like, for example, my new healing modality. So that is what I'm finding that people need, is they need to be heard. And then we go from there. Simple, right. But it's so profound.
Yeah, it is. It is really profound, because we are used to, I guess, struggling to be heard. And so we want to just make sure we're, you know, telling instead of listening. So yeah, I can see how that would be, just providing that space to connect and really listen to what their heart is wanting and asking for. And can you talk a little bit more about your new modality, In for Eight Healing?
Oh, thank you. I'd love to, actually. So I was doing a meditation, which was a very difficult thing for me to begin with long time ago. And then I kept getting this information. It was almost like a visual, but mostly it was a knowing that I need to do this thing for people. And so this thing ended up having several major parts. First of all, was like a screening process, so that I could get rid of all the junk that was on layered on top of people. And then there was a section of sources system that that's what I call it, a sources system, where a source brings in so much healing energy through me to them. Now, the reason why it's not done to them right away is it's too powerful. It's like if you wanted to have some toast, you wouldn't hold the bread in your hand and then stick your finger in the light socket to get the toast, right?
Right.
You would go with a go-between and use a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
The toaster does the job. You get your toast. You're happy. And nobody was hurt in the interim kind of a thing, right? So, it's funny, but even that's how it was kind of shown to me. This is, it needs to go through me. Then it gets filtered in, and then it comes out of my heart chakra. Today, earlier, it actually also came out of my throat chakra. That was different. And so I could feel the energy pouring through me, and it is perfectly modulated for the recipient. They get what they need, and you know, it, like toast, they don't get overdone. It's not underdone. It's just mm-hmm. the way you like it, just what you need. Mm-hmm. And people feel that energy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I work with the idea that also that people are not broken. And I take them out of that fix me, I'm broken mentality into taking personal responsibility that shows I'm empowered through my actions and my convictions. And I have a goal that I would like met or a vision to come into fruition. And so with the In for Eight, I get that person to help along in their own healing. So they have to acknowledge that this part is coming in, sources system is coming in. Then I do, I guide energy packets of light through their cells, which cleans out any residue and then lifts up their vibration.
Mm.
And it's amazing how people feel at the end. They're happier, they're lighter, they're brighter. It's just been a wonderful experience to go through that.
Right. Oh, it sounds powerful. It sounds like it's very process oriented, you know, at every step of the way, but yet the outcome is just, it sounds like it's just really revolutionary in terms of what they're feeling and their clarity, their level of alignment. That sounds powerful. And
yes.
So this is a new modality that you're currently bringing forward?
Yeah. My understanding, you know, when I felt into that energy, there are maybe three other people that are kind of working in a similar fashion. We seem to be spread out throughout the world. I don't know who these people are. That was just the information I got when I was asking for a little bit more clarification from Source on this. And that's what I got. So, you know, here we are bringing this beautiful light to Earth. And I'm one of the grateful, lucky ones to allow this to come through me and then be able to direct the energy through my clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ripple effect is huge. That's really exciting. Really exciting. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Okay. Well, I have a website. So whole, WHOLE, heart, HEART, and then numeral 8. So wholeheart8.com. The 8 okay. was for the infinity sign.
Ah, makes sense. Okay, perfect.
My full thing is called Whole Heart Energy Healing. But I thought, you know, if you have to type that in every time, so I shortened it. I had a few IT people think that's not a nice thing to do, but I didn't mean for it to not be nice. I was thinking of the people, honestly.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to provide clarity around exactly what it was. And then, okay, well, we had to adjust a little. I like the number 8 in terms of the symbolic infinity symbols.
I did too.
So wholeheart8.com.
And if you're looking for the in for 8 healing, it's the word in dash 4 dash the number 8 dash healing. And so that'll be on the website. You should be able to find that.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Perfect. And are you on any social platforms?
I am. On several. Primarily, I'm on Facebook right now. I have a new group that I just started. So I only have a few members in there. I don't know, in their 30s or something like that. It's called A New Avenue. So A and then N-E-W and then the word Avenue.
Okay.
It's under groups. It's under Facebook groups.
Okay.
And, you know, if you just go on Facebook and look up Monica Huppertz, I offer a free sample of energy healing. Now, it's not the in for 8 healing. It's another modality that I do, spiritual response therapy. But it's a free session, and that also works very, very well.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that is generous of you to offer that free session. So that is an energy healing session that you're getting.
Is.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So that is wholeheart8.com. And the Facebook group is A New Avenue. That's your Facebook group. I'm assuming it's a private group that they would request access to. And the free energy healing session. So, wow, fantastic.
Yes.
Well, Monica, I've really enjoyed listening to just the tremendous words of wisdom that you've been sharing here throughout our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, if they're anything like me, you know, sometimes I would question my own sanity, for God's sake. Because, as many people have discovered, that being an entrepreneur is a hard road to hoe. It is, you know, an uphill battle. And I think it's partly because we've been conditioned to work for somebody else. And we have that in our system, that's what you do. You go to work, you earn a pension, and that's it. But being an entrepreneur, oh, there are so many great rewards. It's not for the faint of heart, for sure.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
It can be quite a difficult trip.
Well, this is just it, because you're working against you must work hard and you must pay your dues and no pay, no gain mentality, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's these huge gaps to jump over. But it's been my experience, though, Wendy, to stay true to the dream and work on clearing limiting beliefs, for example, getting insights from others in similar fields. And the bottom line, trust your instincts. You know, you were given a dream to accomplish, not give up and be miserable because you couldn't get it. Go for that.
Right. Yeah. Just own that moment of inspiration and that clarity that did come, and recognize that did mean something. And like you said, it's not an easy journey to become, you know, to build a thriving business, but to really gain traction and by holding on to that original vision. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. It's really inspirational. And I'm sure we'll make a big difference for somebody that is reaching out and saying, oh my gosh, Monica, it's just, I don't know that it's worth it. And then that word is just the tipping point for them. So thank you. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work with, you know, your role as a teacher, working with special needs children, And then evolving, realizing that, you know, I have this special gift. I have this connection, and pursuing step by step throughout various directions as a life coach, and then through into your energy healing work. It's just been so great listening to your journey, and now the impactful work that you're doing, helping people find their path to a richer life, full of happiness, and to express the truth that you see within them. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, you're welcome, Wendy. It was such a pleasure to chat with you and share some of this. So appreciated.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Monica Dina Hupperts through her website. That's wholeheart8.com. And be sure to take her up on that free energy clearing session. That sounds powerful. And also join her Facebook group, A New Avenue, to continue your access with Monica and her wisdom. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Monica Dina Hupperts. And as always, here's to your success.